The budget that passed the state assembly earlier this month would spend roughly $64 million less on family care than what the governor proposed. Mostly, it would cut back on what counties pay. The basic idea behind family care is to give disabled and elderly people who are well enough an alternative to nursing home care if they want it. Steve Verriden has been confined to a wheelchair since a diving accident injured his spinal cord 30 years ago. He says he doesn't like to use the word victim when he talks about disabled people, but he makes an exception when talking about the GOP budget.
We're all victims because the irony is this assembly budget will bring is intentional. It is intentional. There is an alternative to what's happening with this budget.
Family care was only a pilot program in five counties until recently. The Assembly Republican budget would provide a $20 million increase for existing community care centers. Just 2 months ago, it looked like members of the legislature's budget committee had reached a bipartisan agreement on expanding family care, but the state assembly ignored that deal. It's now up to eight legislative leaders on a conference committee to decide whether to let the program grow or not. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.